The exhibit is called Architectural Textiles, Tent Bands of Central Asia, a title that befits these beautifully woven engineering marvels. Often taking several years to create, tent bands were family heirlooms, frequently installed on a young couple's first home, then passed down from generation to generation. Many visitors to the exhibit are struck by the tent band's artistic grandeur.
So beautiful. They're just so incredibly beautiful. The colors and the texture and the amount of... Also, I think about the amount of time it must have taken to do this by hand.
We have a lot of carpets which are from Turkey, from Kars and that region there. And I think that was what first made us recognize what the incredible beauty of the patterns and so forth.
The exhibit's curators say tent band designs differ greatly from other nomadic textiles, with the weaving skills and types of dyes and other materials of the highest quality. The museum's Kathy Yurovich says the band's large size made displaying them a challenge.
It's been an interesting concept basically from the beginning, trying to hang these, you know, long objects which are 50 feet in length and about a foot wide, and try to sort of work with an installation where we normally deal with more sort of square or, you know, rectangular objects. And so this was definitely a really interesting project and sort of challenge for us.
This will not be the last Central Asian exhibit at the Textile Museum. They have acquired many other textile items from the region and plan to put them on display in 2009. For producer Odile Ruzaliev, Jim Bertel, VOA News.